If blood will flow when flesh and steel are one, drying in the color of the evening sun, tomorrow's rain will wash the stains away.
A little bit of a taste of what's coming up for the 48th annual Saratoga Jazz Festival, returning for a full two-day and two-stage weekend event on Saturday, June 28th and June 29th at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Featuring a roster of 22 musical groups, 10 featured debuts, the lineup is headlined by performers such as Gary Clark Jr. and Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue, along with beloved jazz vocalists Gregory Porter and Cassandra Wilson, who is we just heard, and the next generation of jazz, funk, and rock stars, Corey Wong, Lettuce, DJ Logic and Friends, and Veronica Swift. From jazz to roots, funk, blues, rock, indie, and beyond, the festival will bring its signature blend of world-class artists and ensembles to the atmosphere of SPAC. Danny Melnick is with us, festival producer and president of Absolutely Live Entertainment and frequent guest on this program, I'm happy to say, and it's wonderful to have him back. How are you?
Very well. Thanks so much for having me again.
You're telling me you're just back from Asbury Park, did a festival there, now on to Saratoga.
Yeah. I was in Asbury Park for 9 days working for an event called North to Shore, which is produced by NJPEC in Newark, and they do stuff all over New Jersey. And I was working for them down there. Got home to Saugerties late last night, and here I am with you this morning in Albany.
So as far as your job, like what you need to do, what are the next few days like as you gear up for this event over the weekend of the 28th and 29th?
So at this point in the production, there's a lot of, you know, little minutia of making sure that all the artists are being properly taken care of with their comp tickets, with their hospitality backstage. There's issues about last minute production things with the artists. Obviously, we're still marketing and selling tickets this week, making sure that all of the signage on the site at SPAC is all properly taken care of and done. So it's weird because it's like a lot of quote unquote backstage, behind the scenes work, and a lot of public facing work also. And that is all happening now. And there's a lot of people involved, and we're all just, you know, gearing up for this coming weekend. So it's right in front of us.
Which is always very exciting. And yet, as much as you plan, there's always that element, especially with just inherent in jazz and in the music world, that they're people are going to want to perform with one another, and things are going to change at a given time.
Yes, no doubt about it. We are definitely hoping that's, you know, there'll be some collaborations this weekend. A lot of it is driven by the artists. So I can make suggestions and, you know, tell people about, oh, so-and-so is going to be here, or I know that this, you know, musician played on one of your songs a couple of years ago, you know, but it's not really for us to make them or even clearly suggest that they do something together, because at the festivals, a little differently than when the artists are playing in a concert, they do have a very defined set time. So if an artist has 60 minutes and they have a planned set, it's not really for me to go to them and say, would you have so-and-so as a guest? Because it would potentially throw them off, even right. though with jazz, there's a lot of improvisation, there's a lot of collaboration, but I'm very careful about that type of thing. I really want the artist to drive that. And it does work, of course, and it happens, but it's really their thing.
What was it like putting this particular group of musicians together?
Pretty fantastic. You know, as always, as you and I have discussed this in the past, you know, it's a very long process of, you know, negotiating the deals, trying to get the artists that we want, knowing that some of the artists are either not affordable or not touring at the end of June in the Northeast. I work very closely with, you know, Chris Shiley at SPAC, the new president of SPAC, obviously with Elizabeth Sobel too. But Chris, you know, has over the last couple of years has really done an amazing job at stepping up and being involved in analyzing the audience, making comments about the artists and about, you know, the way the lineup should work. And we talk a lot about, well, we have this, what about that? We have this style, what about that style? You know, and we try really hard to put that, as I always say, jigsaw puzzle together and make sure all the pieces fit. And this year, I thought it went well. My memory of it is a little rose-colored, but we did very well this year. We have an amazing lineup. And, you know, we were very lucky with Gary Clark Jr. on Saturday night, the way that all worked out. And so I'm thrilled. I mean, I'm really excited about this weekend.
You talk about that mix, and I think this will probably be the hardest question I ask you during our time together, but at least it would be hard for me to answer. But is that mix fairly universal of what you are looking for overall in a jazz festival? Or is another a part of this equation what a Saratoga Jazz Festival audience expects in a mix, because it has been around for so long and has such a track record of what people expect?
Yeah, I feel that Saratoga Jazz Fest has this super special, really fantastic history that started in 1978 with Herb Chesbrough and George Wein. And in those days, in the late 70s and all through the 80s, the model at Saratoga was always an eclectic mix.
Right.
If you look back in those schedules, there was blues, soul, R&B, jazz, different styles of jazz. There was African music and Latin music. And when I started working for George in 90 and coming up here in 91 and seeing what was happening up here, and then I started booking the festival in 99 and have done it since. And I've kept that going the best that I've been able to do all these years, because the audience definitely wants to have that entertaining, great mix of music throughout the 2 days. And I think for us as presenters and producers, it's much more exciting than to try to pigeonhole music to what, you know, define what we believe a music is or a genre of music and say to people, this is what jazz is, listen to this. And this is all you're getting over these next 2 days. I mean, that makes no artistic sense, and it makes no economic sense. So the mix that we've been able to do and to keep up after all these years, I think is the secret sauce. And people love coming to the festival and discovering new artists every year. I mean, yes, there's a lot of artists that they know about, but there's no doubt that people will come away from this festival year after year learning about and being turned on to somebody new. And that's an exciting thing for us. We want up-and-coming emerging artists to be seen and heard by a larger festival audience and to help their careers, you know, in general anyway.
Certainly not that new performers won't be on the main stage, but you do have the two stages, which really helps in that, because it gives people a moment to go to another section and to see something completely different.
Yeah, we call it the Discovery Stage. It's the Charles R. Wood stage there at SPAC. It was many years ago, it was the Gazebo Stage, and that was taken away. And now we have this new stage that was built, I think, in like 18 or 19. And it's fabulous. It's a great setup. It's a bit larger than what the Gazebo Stage was. It allows us to book bigger bands physically, and also some bigger names, even though they're new artists. They're Grammy Award-winning artists that are playing on that stage this weekend, and, you know, really fabulous, you know, different types of groups. And it creates a critical mass there of a lot of energy and excitement. And the artists really love to play that stage because they really have this perfect direct connection with the audience out there. And it's really one of the most beautiful things about, you know, being at SPAC.
You have a new sponsor.
Yeah.
That was just very cool. 5-year agreement with GE Vernova. And why is having a sponsor and someone like this for 5 years so important to the longevity of the festival?
It's an incredible thing. I mean, Elizabeth made that deal very quickly, a little bit more than a year ago, and it was just such a lifeline for us, because Fryhofer's, who was with us for 27 years, was a fabulous, incredibly fantastic sponsor. And the money that they gave us was hugely important for us, because it allows us to spend the money on the talent and book the artists and do the marketing and promotion that we need to do. And then, you know, just their support anyway, you know, within the community, in this Capital District region. GE Vernova came to the table, as I said, over a year ago. The 5-year deal is fabulous for us, because not only is their financial support critical to each of those years, but as we just talked about, that this is the 48th festival. So next year we have the 49th, and then in 27 we have the 50th. And we are already thinking about the next couple of years. And then this sponsor brings us beyond the 50th into the next era. And I think that's, you know, very important to us. And it's also, you know, gives us a sense of security. And it also shows that the festival has value in the marketplace and with the community, and their quote unquote, like, endorsement of that, I think, is a big statement. And it's really a very important thing for us.
I remember having George Wein on the show and talking about the mission of the festival. And I'm interested in what you learned in that process of putting together this particular festival over the years.
Yeah, so I worked for George for most of 27 years, a couple little hiatuses during that long run. And the one big thing I learned from George, particularly about Saratoga, is that we as producers and presenters cannot and should not attempt to define what the music is. It's not our position to say to an audience or to an artist, this is what jazz is, or this is what straight ahead jazz is, or this is what swing jazz is. The artists are presenting their music, their art, the way they have to, the way they need to. And our job is to offer them the stage time and that environment to perform and present the music and the art that they have created themselves with their band members, and to really offer that platform. So with that in mind, particularly with Saratoga, as I said earlier, that I have always worked really hard to not try to define the music in any way at all, and to almost stay away from that, and to just offer this kaleidoscope of music, because it's at the end of the day, it's the artists who are doing their thing, and we are supporting that.
But what's the other side of that, the other part of that equation, is that the audience is along for the ride. And the audience, especially one that you have cultivated over nearly 50 years,
yeah,
trust you
totally
to know that what you're putting on that stage is top-notch.
Yeah, I mean, the trust that we have garnered, I think, over these decades has been awesome. And it's not something we take lightly at all. We know that a large majority of this audience has come to this festival over and over and over again throughout the years. We obviously have been getting a lot of new people, particularly since we came back after the pandemic. We have definitely seen a new generation of festival fans, which is fabulous for us. But it's a serious relationship that we have between, you know, us and the audience. And there are times when audience members have come to me either online, email, or, you know, even at the festival, and made comments to me about their experiences at the festival that make me believe and understand that they have some sort of ownership of the event. You know, that this is their thing. And I take that very seriously. SPAC takes that very seriously. We've tried so hard over the years to, you know, take care of people at the festival, to make them feel as comfortable as possible. And SPAC has done all of these incredible upgrades, as you know, which is amazing. So the venue is awesome.
You know, I've gone for many, 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 many years. And one of the things that always surprises me, and I don't know why it still surprises me, but when you talk to people, and I always end up talking to people because I like doing that, is, because I think of it, I live near Saratoga, so I think of it as sort of art festival. But when you start talking to where people are coming from, and I mean, it's a destination. People are traveling from all over the place. Not everybody. You certainly have a local following. But that is a fascinating part of it, of people saying, okay, this is our vacation.
Yeah. You know, we believe that about 50% of the audience stays in, you know, lodging in the immediate Saratoga area. So they're coming from, let's say, at least 2.5-3 hours away. So we have a very large contingent of people from Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, New York City, Tri-State, Long Island, of course. We do get people from Vermont and New Hampshire and Rochester and Syracuse. So it is a fan, and even beyond that. So yes, the Saratoga Springs is a destination without a doubt. SPAC is a destination. The festival is a destination. And those three items, if you will, those three elements of Saratoga Springs Spec and the festival really add up to this incredible experience for people to be able to come to the area and not only enjoy the festival, but to be downtown and have a million different places to eat at and shop, you know.
Right.
Hopefully people come Friday or leave Monday, you know. And so it is that destination, and it has, you know, really had that relationship with the audience all these years.
The 48th annual Saratoga Jazz Festival returns for a full 2-day and 2-stage weekend experience on Saturday, June 28th, that's a Saturday, and Sunday, June 29th at SPAC. You can find out more information by going to their website, spac.org. SPAC.org. Danny Melnick is the festival producer. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's always a blast to have you in the studio. Have a beautiful, beautiful time, beautiful festival, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.